Over the last 20 years, Yankees fans have come to rely on one sure thing, the sight of Derek Jeter patrolling the gap between second and third base. But tonight, that ends as the iconic captain plays his last nine innings at Yankee Stadium. WNYC's Jim O'Grady explored the cult of Derek Jeter and found it to be harmless, yet deeply felt.
There are several key moments in the life of an acolyte of Jeter. The first comes at 2 years old when you're wearing pinstripe pajamas and watching a Yankee game on TV.
Who's that?
Jeter.
Then you grow up and before you know it, you're in the bleachers.
Derek Jeter!
Along the way, there are moments of mature reflection.
Is he a hero?
Yes, he is.
That's 12-year-old Sophie Hines.
What makes him a hero? He's just a baseball player.
Well, he's kind of legendary in the way because he's made like 3,000 hits. And it's also his personality because he's always so happy and he's so nice and he's like such a good team player. And he's been around for so long and I'm going to really miss him and he's a hero.
That's the problem with Jeter's retirement. It brings the gloomy news that he won't always be with us. Jane Levy, an author who's written biographies of Sandy Koufax and Mickey Mantle, says the end was foreshadowed as far back as 2003 when Jeter landed on the disabled list after dislocating his shoulder in a collision at third base.
That was so shocking because Derek Jeter was never gone. And I think that will be the thing next year that will be so shocking is, oh my God, he's not there.
Jeter has been preparing the faithful. He announced his retirement 7 months ahead of time. And in a recent Gatorade commercial, he enacts a fantasy version of a last ride to the stadium, where to the strains of Frank Sinatra, he tells his chauffeur to stop the car on the way.
You know what?
My friend,
I'll walk from here.
I'll say it.
The black and white ad shows him mingling with the people of the Bronx. A blind man sees again, a boy with polio throws down his crutches. Not really, but that's the feeling you get while watching fans approach and quaver in his presence.
That he's managed to control the conversation about him is as much of an accomplishment in this, you know, media-saturated world as anything he's ever done on a baseball field.
On the baseball field, he's shown a rare athletic quality.
Maybe it comes from God to seize a moment, the clutch hit, the home run when it's absolutely necessary, the diving catch in the stands, the crazy play in Oakland.
Oh yeah, the Oakland play. It wasn't a game-winning home run, but a moment that distilled Jeter's whole approach to baseball. New York Times sports writer George Vesey remembers the question a lot of fans had after watching it live in 2001.
Did I just see that or what's he doing there?
It's late in a crucial playoff game, and the Yankees have a one-run lead. Jeremy Giambi of the Oakland A's is on first with two outs. An A's hitter cracks a double down the right field line, and Giambi tries to reach home from first base. Vesey recalls what happens next.
Single to right, runner coming around third. Here comes Giambi. He's going to score. Oh, that's...
Derek Jeter with one of the most unbelievable plays you will ever see by a shortstop.
It's like a magic trick. Jeter materializes far from his normal shortstop position in first base foul territory.
What's he doing there?
In one motion, he grabs a bad throw from the outfield, twists his body on the run, and flips the ball to the catcher who tags out Giambi, saving the game and basically sending the Yankees to the World Series. Grizzled baseball guys say they've never seen anything like it before or since. But here's the thing. For all the play's singularity, the Yankees had practiced it in spring training. In other words, Jeter was doing what he was supposed to be doing. And if Jeter's career has shown anything, it's that utter reliability has a strangeness about it. And it has beauty. And among those who witness it, it can breed devotion. And when Jeter retires, that's what they'll miss. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.
What are your most vivid memories of Derek Jeter? Tell us with a message on our Facebook page or call 855-8-MY-WNYC. We'd like to share your comments on the air.